Last time we ended off with the sugya of Ves Taflaga L'Dilug and Ves Tachodesh L'Dilug, which is based on the Gemara Samach Daled Amud Aleph, and the position of Rov Rishonim as reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that the case of the Gemara is where a woman sees at an interval of Tesvav month one, Tesayin month two, Yudzayin month three, and Yuches month four, subject to Machlokas Rav Shmuel, and that creates a kvias if that happens at an interval of, two, three, or four re'ias, depending on the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which seems to be presented as such. It's two days in a Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Kuf Pei Tes, Se'iv Zayin, in the context of a vest hachodesh ledilug, and then sifei in the context of a vest haflag ledilug. And it sounds like the according to this understanding, the machlokas Rav Shmuel, whether it's sufficient to have three re'ios with two intervals or four re'ios with three intervals, is whether we accentuate the in the context, let's say, of a vest hachodesh ledilug. It's a combination of a vest hachodesh, a vest haflog, in a sense. When it comes to Ves HaKodesh, all you need are three re'ias to be kaveya, that everyone agrees to. And when it comes to Ves HaFlaga, according to Rav Rishonim, which are the Rishonim that we're working with here, you need four re'ias and three haflogas to be kaveya. So if you have a Ves HaFlaga Ledilug, a Ves HaKodesh Ledilug, sorry, are we accentuating the Chodesh part or the Dilug part as far as whether you need three or four re'ias? So the Shach points out, as we ended off with last time, both on Sif Zayin and on Sif He, that presumably the Machlokas, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin, in the context of a Vest HaChodesh Ledilug, should be relevant in the context of a Vest HaFlag Ledilug. The Shach assumes, this is the self Machlokas Rishonim, but the Shach assumes that if you require that the Machlokas, Rav Shmuel, as to whether you need three or four re'ios in the context of a vest hachodesh ledilug would be transposed to four or five re'ios in the context of a vest haflaga ledilug. A vest haflaga ledilug is, as Mechaber writes in Sif Hei, rasa hayom, v'rasa sheinis asof lamed, v'shlishis lamed aleph, v'revias lamed beis. So at the first interval, you have an interval of 30 days, and then you have an interval of 31 days, and then you have an interval of 32 days. Kaveves ledilug shel haflagas. And the Shach assumes that in order to establish a kvias for a vest haflaga bedilug, the machlokas Rav Shmuel would be, do you need four re'ios or do you need five re'ios? Because if we're talking about creating a kvias on the heels of a haflaga, the first haflaga would not, the first re'iyah would not count towards anything. Meaning, when it comes to a Ves HaChodesh B'dilug, so if you assume that you need four re'iyahs, that's because the first date is of no consequence in establishing any pattern. Pattern is only established once you have the first instance of a dilug, and then you need three dilugim in order to establish any pattern. Which is four re'ias. In the context of a vest haflaga ledilug, there's nothing to talk about until you've already established the first haflaga, because there's no pattern before that. A dilug means that there's a pattern. So until you get off the ground, you already had your two re'ias. The first haflaga between 30 days doesn't count. And then you would need a haflaga of 31, 32, and 33. So the Shach assumes that this, what the Mechaber writes in Sif Hei, is only according to the Yesh Omrim in Sif Zayin, but according to the first day in Sif Zayin, that you need four re'ios for a vest haflag of vest hachodesh ledilug, you need five re'ios for a vest hachodesh ledilug. Okay. That's the Shach and Sivkata and Ches. On the Shach and Sivkata and Tes, right, so we assume, like the Ravid, that this is what we ended off with last time, that you could have a cheshbon of dilug lemafreya. Says the Shach, the case of Vesaflaga Ledilug presented in Shulchan Aruch is an interval of 30, an interval of 31, an interval of 32, and maybe 33. Says the Shach, Huadin Dilgal Mafreya. It could work in the other direction too, intervals that got shorter. Kagon Rasa Shainus Sasov Kavtes, the Shlish is Sasov Kavches. B'chol Inyan Shehi Meshava Diluga Kavavet. You could have Ves Kavua if there's any pattern of Dilug, even if it's going in the shorter direction. Is that Pasha? So that's what the Ravid writes the Farish. I think Meir raised a question at the end of the last Chabur. Someone did that at some point it's going to become illogical that you could continue having having shortened haflagos to the point where it's unreasonable that you would be seeing dam at or be choshish to see dam at such a short interval. So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses this in Sif Yates. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'yayro Ali, da'b'chisa hirak ad yud ches yom v'lo yoser. When we say that you could have a ves haflaga ledilug where the haflagas are getting shorter, that's only up to a haflag of 18 days. Because 18 days is the sum total of the yud alef yom benida lenida after the seven initial days of Nidus. And the presumption is that a woman within those 18 days after the last Ria has a certain Ches Kasara. She's not expected to see Dam during the Yud Aleph Yom Benida Lenida. And therefore a Haflaga that, or a Vest Haflaga Ledila that cuts into those 18 days doesn't concern us and would not create a Vest. Also we should note that the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph, Dilga Pam Achas Oshtayim Eina Choshashis Ledilug, Afa Pishta Choshashis Oshar Vestas Bepam Achas Eina Choshashis Vesta Dilug, Achitigaven. As opposed to the classic Vestas, a Vesta Chodesh, a Vesta Floga, Vesta Chodesh, a Vesta Floga, we're concerned for even a Vest Sheino Kavua. Until you have a Vest Kavua, so you're Choshish for your last Hafloga as a Vest Sheino Kavua, you're Choshish for your last Vesta Chodesh as a vest sheino kavu. That's not true when it comes to a vest ledilug, either a dilug of haflagas, a dilug of chadashim, to the extent that it doesn't overlap with a regular vest haflag or a regular vest chodesh. But a dilug doesn't concern us as a vest sheino kavua. A dilug is only of relevance if it is kavua. Okay, that's based on the Rashba and the Lashon of Gemara of Haisa Lemuda Liros. In that context, it sounds like it's only a Ves Kavua where this din of Dilug is of relevance. Okay. So last time we alluded to the Machlokas Rishonim, or at least the concern raised by the Ramban, or the skepticism about a Ves Tachodesh. So the Gemara isn't explicit in presenting a standard Vesta Chodesh. There are Gemaras that most Rishonim understand to indicate that they're predicated on a Vesta Chodesh, but there's no Beferish Gemara that establishes a standard Vesta Chodesh. So most Rishonim, as we noted last time, in that Gemara, on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, of Rasa, Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudzayin, etc., understand that the dilug is in the context of a Vesta Chodesh, and the starting assumption is that there is such a thing as a Vesta Chodesh. The Ramban, who has a different understanding of that Gemara, as we'll get to a little bit later, the Ramban expresses skepticism as to how does it make sense that you could have a Vesta Chodesh at all. The whole point of Vestos is to establish a likelihood based on past performance of when a woman is going to see Dam. So how is it that her biology is in any way going to be impacted on the calculation of the day of a month, which is somewhat arbitrary in the sense that it's based on the kfiyas of Bezdin. As Ramban writes, V'chi aves mazel yom goreim o mazel shah goreim, Shaitala biyama shavua biyama chodesh. Share laflag of shabbos had no sinkain shakvar nismali sasa shalzu. That makes sense when we talk about a vesta flaga, that a vesta flaga could be indicative or predictive of when a woman's going to see dam, because there's a certain internal pattern in the body that a woman will see dam at certain regular intervals. However, why should that at all be dependent on the day of the month? Lefidati lo yafa kivne rishonim mechaluka yavestos chani omer ein vest el laflaga shava lefisha arach mizmano huba mismale vinafesus mizmano kavua shekain tavan shabaniyadam tivan shabaniyadam. So the Rabban says those rishonim, those who understood that the Gemara here is talking about a vesta chodesh, got it wrong. There's no such thing as a vesta chodesh. A woman can only be predictably concerned about a ria based on a flaga, not based on a vesta chodesh. And for that reason, the Ramban understands the Gemara and Samuk Dala differently, as we'll get to a little bit later. The Ramban does conclude that piece in writing that despite everything he said till then, Bal Nefesh Yachush Lahachmir Beinyan HaVestos, that a Bal Nefesh should still be Choshesh when it comes to Vestos, Bein Kedvareinu Bein Kedivrei Harishonim, Ashi Ara Aleinu Alachayru Muach Mimaram Lachriya Ezo Yedarach HaYishar She'avir Loladam. So until we have some sign from above as to how to be Machriya, you still have to be Choshesh, it sounds like, L'chumra for the other positions about Vestos. And then he has an interesting line, Vim Yimsa Bihabure Hagaonim, Obichuvaseim, Inyan Moral Achas Meila Drachim, Ba Raila Lachas Velase Bikvaseim. So if someone would come across some manuscript from the Gaonim or the Chuvasa Gaonim that would give a hachra on these issues, you should follow that that Chuvasa Gaonim. That's an interesting line. I'm not sure if there don't recall seeing that the kind of a formulation elsewhere, that we're not sure how to be Machriya. So if we get Achra from Shemayim, then that'll be Machriya. And if you find some dug up Saviyad from Meshuvas HaGaonim that we're not aware of yet, then that should be Machriya also. But either way, the Ramban there sounds like you should at least be Choshesh for the other positions that he disagrees with pretty forcefully, L'chumra. And interestingly, the Ramban in his Halachos, Perakei Halacha Yubeis, presents a din of Vesta Chodesh in a fairly straightforward way. It sounds like even Lakula. So despite the reservations expressed in his Chidushim, in the Halachas, the Ramban does present the din of Vesta Chodesh. There's a Machlokas, the Ra'ah and the Rashba, and the Bedek HaBayis and Mishmeres HaBayis that the Shach alludes to in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. The Ra'ah quotes the Ramban, the Ramban's concern about why are we giving any credence to a Vesta Chodesh as being predictive of when a woman is going to experience a Re'iyah. So because of that, the Ra'ah suggests Ki Amrinan B'tesva B'chodesh Zeh, when we talk about a Vesta Chodesh, Lo l'kiddush ha'chodesh alanu amar. We're not talking about a Vesta Chodesh based on our calculation of months, based on our kiddush ha'chodesh, or based on if you're to have kiddush al-pi riyah. Ella l'molad ha'levana l'shash anira sh'ray l'kbar rosh chodesh al-pi ha'riyah. But rather, we calculate the month for purposes of Vestos based on the molad. There is a certain physical effect that is created by the pattern of the month. So at the point that the moon is first sighted, at the point of the molad halabana for that month, that creates a certain physical reality that could affect a woman's biology. So a woman could have a certain response to the month as calibrated by the Molad HaLevana, and therefore makes sense to have a Vesta Chodesh and even a Vesta Chodesh bidiluk. That's all based on the molad, and not based on anything that could be understood to be more arbitrary. Problem with that is, how do you calculate that? And as the crazy place he raises in Sifkat and Zion, molad is Yerushalayim time. So is a woman in New York going to have her biology affected based on the molad in Yerushalayim? Based on, if you make that assumption that when the moon appears, that creates a certain biology that's going to affect everyone. So are you going to be affected across the world just because of when the molad alavana occurs in Yerushalayim? And if that's not the case, then you'd have to cheshbon the molad for every location where you are, and no one never did that. And that sounds like a big chiddush. That's one of the crazy places objections to the Ra'ah. The Rashba, the Mishmaris Abayis, more fundamentally says, nope, the concern is unfounded. Now we do assume the Lashon the Gemara, Lashon of the Gemara on Lamaches Amid Aleph of Shipura Garam. The shofar, Tosa explains here, the shofar of Rosh Chodesh is Gorem. The shofar of Bezdin, when they declare Rosh Chodesh, is Gorem. Says the Rashba, Kol ma she Bezdin shalamata oseh, Bezdin shalamala maskim nimahem. Dichsev asher tikru osam, asher tikru osam v'moadam. So in Achanami, whatever Bezdin declares down here is accepted above. V'samchin b'kivua chadashim v'ibar shanim b'makom krisos k'chamis v'pesach v'itas pesach inu yom kippurim. So we accept the ruling of Bezdin, the declaration of when Rosh Chodesh is, for purposes of chai v'krisos, of isurei karis. So the relevant for arayos as well. What's the definition of a bia asura that is going to incur misas bezdin? V'chein l'inyan akatan ben teisha shana v'yamechad acher kein apachus mikan ein anumon lehem liyamim el shanim shebenuyin lechadashim leim v'chaserin, etc. So we establish katan for purposes of his halachic status based on the kviyas of bezdin as well. The av b'chidushi agufkein, and that's not only relevant for halach, it's relevant for biological matters as well. What's considered a katana baskim l'shanim shebesul lechozrin? That's based on kiddush levana. So for that reason, the Rashba thinks it's perfectly understandable that a woman's biology would be in tune with the Kviyas Chodesh of Bezdin, even if it's not based on a objective astronomical reality. Whatever Bezdin down here decides, that affects halacha, and that even affects biology. If Yonah said Ibish, it's in the crazy placey, and that same Sifkatan just notes the following. And maybe the reason the Ramban and the Ra weren't prepared to accept this argument to the Rashba, but it's true. How do you argue with the Rashba? It's true that for purposes of Isurei Kares, for purposes of Chiyuvei Kares, Mises Bezdin, purposes of Godless, we all rely on the establishment of the months based on Bezdin. So why should, and it's true that Bisul Aseh Chozrin is based on the Kviyas of Bezdin when a girl is considered to be 3 years old. So why is this any different? So the crazy place he writes that you see the Gemara in Bava Kama Lamed Vav, and the Gemara here in Samach Dalid is parallel on some level to that Gemara, that the significance of these vestos is relevant not only for vestos for women, but relevant for shor muad as well. And there are parallels between the sugyas. So by shor muad, we wouldn't assume that the biology of a shor or the propensity of a shor to be nogeach on certain days or certain intervals is in any way based on kiddush bezdin. So he writes, Koma Shaherach HaRashba Hu Emes, V'zeh kol b'isha Yisrael asher chelak Hashem amo. V'heim mushpa mi ba'as Hashem v'lo kafi tivei v'hiluchei kachavim. They were all influenced by different forces than the rest of the world. V'lokach kol inyaneyem nidon kafi chukei bezdin v'kasher yomra bezdin kein gazra chachmas v'alyon l'haskim l'ashpi aleyim. So once Bezdin establishes Rosh Chodesh, V'kosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol arranges that there's Hashpa and Klal Yisrael that emanates from that declaration of Bezdin. Aval shiyu bali chayim chomriyim misnagim al pi askamas Bezdin mula teva mahalacha kochavim misilasam zemeninim. But you can't say that animals are governed by the same principles and have the same effect. Imkain kol poel teva l'shavkas v'shalom. So it can't be that nature doesn't have any effect. I mean, the assumption is that Klal Yisrael is above Teva on some level, but that's not true with the rest of the world, not true with animals, and therefore Balei Chaim are not influenced by Kiddush HaChodesh. He thinks maybe on some level that's why the Ramban wasn't prepared to accept the Rashba's argument. Be that as it may, the Shach references this in Sifkat Yanu Gemel, Machlokas, the Ra'ah, and the Rashba. He writes, he thinks that that the Rashi was correct. He says the Rashi writes this as well. And he references the Gemara on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph of Shipura Garam. Right, that Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda Nida Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, a woman who sees Dam Leda during the ninth month of pregnancy, that Dam is Dam Tahor. So the Gemara there has the expression of Shipura Garam that the Shofar of Rosh Chodesh establishes when the ninth month begins. So that sounds like the Kfiyas of Bezdin is irrelevant to determine that biology as well, what's considered Dam Tahar during the ninth month. Okay. In terms of establishing a Vesta Chodesh, we should also note that it's Mavur in Sif Yud Gimel, that Avesta Chodesh, we mentioned this last time, but Avesta Chodesh is only established as Aves Kavua if you see during the same Ona for the 3 months in a row. So even if you see on Aleph, Nisan Aleph, Iyar Aleph, Sivan, but some of those Rias are in the daytime Ona, some of the Rias are in the nighttime Ona, that doesn't establish Aves Kavua. To establish a Vesta Chodesh Kavua, you need to have Re'ios in the same Ona. And we mentioned last time that the presumption, according to most, is that that's true for Haflagos as well. The Bach, I think it's Sifkat and Tesvav, raises the following. Let's say a woman sees Dam on Aleph Nisan, and then she sees Dam on Lamed Nisan, and then she sees Dam on Aleph Siva. So she sees Dam on 3 consecutive Rosh Chodeshes, but it's not the same day of the month. 2 of them are on an Aleph, and 1 of them is on a Lamed. You could even phrase that as she sees Dam on the first day of Rosh Chodesh 3 months in a row. Just 2 of the months, there's only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, and that's an Aleph. And 1 month, there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and she sees on Lamed of that month. So the Bach assumes that creates a kviyas vest for Rosh Chodesh. So a standard vest of Chodesh would be if you see Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Siva. But even in this case, where you see on Aleph Nisan, Lamed Nisan, and Aleph Sivan, according to the Bach, that's a new kind of a vest HaChodesh. That's a vest HaChodesh of Rosh Chodesh. And if you have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, you'd be Chodesh for both days of that Rosh Chodesh. So if she sees on Aleph Nisan, Lamed Nisan, and Aleph Sivan, then come Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which is 2 days, she'd be Chodesh as a Ves Kavua for both Lamed Sivan and for Aleph Tammuz. That's what the Bach assumes. That no clear evidence of that from the Gemara. I don't believe, but the Bach assumes that that's a kind of a Vesta Chodesh, a Vesta L'Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has its own identity as such. That's what the Bach writes. Bada Yosholchan Sivkata Memches thinks that that is correct lahalacha. And Rabbi Morkzer, quotes Rav Yashiv, is disagreeing in the following way, that if a woman, in this case, where the woman's on Aleph Nisan, Lamed Nisan, and Aleph Sivan, so Rabbi Morkzer, quotes Rav Yashiv, you view that as a kviyas for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So if she always sees on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, be it a one-day Rosh Chodesh, be it a two-day Rosh Chodesh, that's a kviyas for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. If you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, you'd only be Choshesh for the vest on Lamed, and not on Aleph. And what about the other direction? Let's say if the Bach is correct that in his scenario where you see Aleph Nisan, Lamed Nisan, and Aleph Sivan, that creates a vest l'Rosh Chodesh. What happens if you see on Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, and Aleph Sivan? Is that only a vest for Aleph, or is that a vest for Rosh Chodesh? Meaning, do you even in that case have to be Choshesh for Lamed of any 2-day Rosh Chodesh? The Baal HaShulchan is not sure about that. Rabbi Forrest writes, it's hard to assume that that would be the case because the poskim never talked about that. So he thinks that's hard to be mechadish as a new chumra, that in that case, the Bach was only talking about Aleph, Lamed, Aleph, which is a little bit of a unique case, but maybe Aleph, Aleph, Aleph would be different. The Baal HaShulchan is asking the following question. You see, in response to the question on the chat, you see on Aleph, Aleph, Aleph 3 months in a row. So do we say in that case that creates a vest l'Rosh Chodesh, that going forward you have to be Choshesh for every Lamed as well? Anytime there's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Choshesh for Lamed and Aleph. I mean, the opposite of the Bach's case. The Bach's case was Aleph, Lamed, Aleph. Then he says that's a vest l'Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Choshesh for both days of Rosh Chodesh. It's the same true if it's Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Okay, the Baal HaShulchan thinks, he's not sure, Rabbi Forrest thinks that that's a chumra that we have no precedent for, and you can't be machmirah. Okay. Then the Baal HaShulchan has the following question. Let's say you see on Lamed Nisan, Lamed Sivan, and Lamed Av. And you didn't see, not a normal case. So you have a flaga, you didn't see any dam in the interim, because that would upset, if we're talking about a vest, right, you didn't see any dam in the interim, that would upset the pattern. But let's say you see dam on Lamed Nisan, Lamed Sivan, and Lamed Av. So is that kovei a vest for Lamed? So you see in every Lamed, just happens to be that not every month has a Lamed. Like if you were born on Lamed Kislev, when's your birthday? And yours at Kislev is Chaser. If you see every Lamed, but not every month has a Lamed, does that create a vest kavua for Lamed? Rabbi Forrest says maybe he doesn't accept this, but would you say that we view that as a could you establish a vest for the last day of a month? Meaning, let's say you see on a Kuf Tes, then Lamed, then Kuf Tes, where that's the last day of the month for every month. So does that create a vest achodesh for the last day of a month? That's not accepted. Not accepted either. Okay. The Rashban Samach Dalet Amud Aleph quotes that there's a din of vest limeya shavua, which is based on the Gemara in Bava Kama Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in the context of Hadas Shor. What's a vest limeya shavua? So the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And Sif Vav, Kishem shekovas vespa haflagim yamim shavim she'enam shavim. Excuse me. Kach kovas bimei chodesh ubimei shavu shavim ve'enam shavim. Kesad. Rasa gimel pa'amim be'echad b'shabbos. O behei b'shabbos. O be'echad b'nisan be'echad b'iyar be'echad b'sivan. O behei b'nisan behei b'iyar behei b'sivan. Kavalaves be'echad b'shabbos. O behei bo. O be'echad b'chodesh o behei bo. Alpha pish echad mali ve'echad chaser. Ein bedaktikin be'kach. So the case of a vest baflaga mimea chodesh is that she sees three times on a Sunday. Or three times on a Thursday. The Mechaber has both a vest hashavua instance here and a Vest HaKodesh instance here. But the Vest HaShavua instance would be if a woman always sees on Sunday. And she doesn't see every Sunday, but she sees, whenever she sees on a Sunday. Take a look at the Shach Sivkat in Yudalid. Perish. The Mer'ir Rishona Adashniya L'Cheshben Shaveh the Mishnah Lishlish, it's Kigon. Sharasa Be'echa B'Shabbos. So she sees on a Sunday. Because of Rasa Be'gimel Shavuos Be'echa B'Shabbos. And she sees three Sundays later. Because of Rasa Be'gimel Shavuos Be'echa B'Shabbos. And then she sees three Sundays later. So she sees on the first Sunday, the fourth Sunday, and the seventh Sunday. Kavala a vest Be'gimel Shavuos Be'echa B'Shabbos. So she's Kaveya a vest for Sundays. V'afagav the ain on Shabbos imos haChodesh doesn't correspond to the days of the month. V'chein barasa gimel pamim behei b'Shabbos b'smanim shavim kav vest b'gimel pamim. So the case of a vest hashavua is where she sees on Sundays at a regular interval. So every third Sunday she has a re'iyah. The Ask the Torah Hashlamim here Sivkat and Tess. How is this different than a regular haflaga? The case is that she sees every third Sunday, so that's a haflaga of 22 days. What's the chiddush of this new category of Vest HaShavua? It says the Torah Shlom and Sukkot and Tess. Don't ask that question. The Ishlomar, the Imish and Vest HaFlaga, Lo Haya Nikba Ella Acher Re'ir Revias. Mishum de Re'ir Rishona la Mikri Aflaga Klal. Masha Enkin Kvi Asimei HaShavua Nikba Alaka Gemel Pamim de Bepam Rishona Mikri Achab HaShabbos. The difference is, how long does it take to be Kaveh this? The case in Shulchan Aruch was where you have three Re'iyas. A regular Aflaga to become a Ves Kavua, you have to have four Re'iyas with three Aflagas. Here, even if you only have three Re'iyas, but the three Re'iyas are all on every third Sunday, that's a vest shavua, which is a kind of a vest hachodesh. A vest hachodesh is you see three times on the same calendrical day, the same day of the month. And a vest shavua is you see three times on the same day of the week. So in a chanami, if you saw four times, you don't have to come out to vest shavua. That's a vest aflaga. The chiddush of the din of vest shavua is even if you only see three times, so that's ka'ein, a kind of a vest hachodesh, and that's going to create a vest kavua even with three Re'iyos. So that's the added chiddush of Vest Shavua over a Vest Haflaga. In a Chanami, the pattern or the instance, the case of Vest Shavua is essentially Haflaga, but you don't need the same number of Re'iyos in order to establish it as a Vest Kavua. Sidre Tara has an additional, Sidre Tara quotes that, and Sidre Tara has an additional Nafkamina between a Vest HaShavua and a Haflaga. Sidrei Tara is in Sifkat and Dalid. He says, when it comes to a Vest HaShavua, if she has an intervening Re'iyah, that's not going to upend the vest. Meaning, when it comes to a haflaga, if a woman sees at 22-day intervals, and then she sees at another 22-day interval, and then she sees 10 days later, even if she sees at the next 22-day interval as well, she lost the chance to be kaveh of the 22-day interval because she had an intervening riyah. The aflaga is the gap of time between riyas. So if you have an additional riyah in the middle of that gap, in the middle of the gap, then that upends your previous aflaga. Right? So if you see at intervals of 20 days, 20 days, 10 days, so then it's back to the drawing board on your attempt to create a ves kavua. You have to see 20, 20, 20 without seeing any dam in any intervening day between those sets of 20. That's not true when it comes to a ves hachodesh. We'll talk about this more next time when we talk about whether a longer ves can uproot a shorter ves can uproot a longer ves. But the standard ves hachodesh, if you see on Aleph and then you see on Kaf, you still have to be choshesh for Aleph, because an additional re'iyah doesn't upend the day on the last month that created a Vesta Chodesh. Again, the details of that we'll talk about probably next time. But the principle is that when it comes to Vesta Chodesh, an additional re'iyah doesn't necessarily disregard or make you disregard the previous Vesta Chodesh. So Vest Shavua would be like a Vesta Chodesh in that sense, that if a woman saw on every third Sunday, even if she had intervening dam in the middle of one of those haflagos, she still would be choshesh for that Vest HaShavua. The Chavis Das has something along those lines also in Sifkatan Dalet. Badi Yosholchan Sifkatan Mem Zayin raises the following. Badi Yosholchan Sifkatan Mem Zayin. Let's say a woman sees on a Sunday, and then 3 weeks later she sees on a Monday, and 3 weeks later she sees on a Tuesday. So can you have a Vest Morkav Misiruk? So you have a Vest Shavua Plus, like kind of like the Vest HaChodesh B'Dilug, can you have a Vest HaShavua plus one? So he quotes Machlokas about that. He thinks it could be Mako. Rabbi Morgan, of course, with Yashua is Machmir. Okay. Se'if Ches is a din of Vest L'Dilug Chalila. Vest ledilug chalila. What's the case? Rasa gimel pa'amim begimel chadashim bedilug. V'chaz v'rasa ba'osam dilugim atzma. So she sees 3 times in 3 months at a skipping pattern. Imnaga kein gimel pa'amim reza vest kavua ledilug chalila. Kesat. Rasa tesva benisam tesayin beir yuzayin besivan. V'chazur chalila v'rasa tesva betamis tesayin be'av yuzayin be'elol. Chazur rasa tesva betishrei tesayin becheshvan yuzayin bekislev. Kavalaves ledilug chalila. V'chashesh esi olam tesva lechoduseh tesayin lechoduseh yuzayin lechoduseh. If a woman has a pattern over the course of months of 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, that creates a vest, ledilug chalila, and you have to keep on michoshesh for 15, 16, 17 in that pattern in the coming months. Tosus quotes this, that Tosus on top of Samach Dalet and Aleph, as Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding of that machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbeinu Chananel understood that the case is not 15, 16, 17, end of story. The case was 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17. Even the Gemara only says 15, 16, 17, as the Rashba writes, explaining the Rabbeinu Chananel, Lishna Kito Nakta. It was an abbreviation. And the Gemara really meant to say, etc. 15, 16, 17 times 3. So that's how Rabbeinu Chananel understood the Gemara over there. Rabbeinu Chananel is coming from a similar place as the Ramban in terms of Zest HaChodesh. The Ramban's own understanding of the Gemara there, after the Ramban asked on the Ravid, how could you have such a thing as Zest HaChodesh? He understands that the Gemara there is only talking about a successive months that all have the same number of days. So successive months, let's say, that are all chaser, so that the Re'ias of Tesvav, Tezayin, and Yudzayin are really at equal haflagos. I mean, the months are the same number of days, so the Re'ias of 1 month plus 1 day are all at equal haflagos. Then it's essentially Vesta Flaga. That was that different than a Vesta Flaga, so the Ramban, you have to work out how the Ramban gets out of that. But that's how the Ramban understood the Gemara, and the Ramban addresses that, but you have to work out exactly what he means. And the Rabbeinu Chananel understood the Gemara is talking about 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, which even if Rav Rishonim didn't understand that that's the case of the Gemara, but Lalacha, we assume the din would still be true. Even if that's not the case of the Gemara, according to Rav Rishonim, and that's quoted as such here in Shulchan Aruch, that this din of a vest of Dila Chalila is true. The Tosas there, when Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosas understood that according to Rav, you have to have in order to establish this vest of Dila Chalila, in the first month you have Re'ias Tesvav Tezayin Yudzayin. But according to Shmuel, in the first month, it actually has to be Tesvav, Tezayin, Yitzayin, Yudches, because you don't count the first Re'iyah towards anything. So to establish, to get off the ground, you have to have four Re'iyahs the first time around, the first 4 months. Once you establish those four Re'iyahs, and the second time around, all you need are your three Re'iyahs. And the Rashba assumes that you need four Re'iyahs according to Shmuel across the board. So then, according to that, you would need a full 12 months in order to establish any kviyas over here. And the Sifta of the Gemara, they quote the Rabbeinu Chananel that's printed in the Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in the margin. So there it says you need five Re'iyahs each time around according to Shmuel. He says maybe that's a Tel Sofrim. That doesn't sound like that should be the case. But the Rashba writes, even though we don't accept the Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding of that Gemara, but the Din, the Rashba still thinks is correct. Okay, and the Shach thinks here in Sivkat and Kaf that the Din applies if you have three, all you need are three each month. He thinks that's true. Lukulayama. Okay. Then in Siftes, we have the din of a vest l'rosh chodesh b'sirug. What's that? Rasa be'echa b'nisan, u'be'echa b'sivan, u'be'echa b'av. So women sees dam on Aleph Nisan, Aleph Sivan, and Aleph Av. So Aleph every other month. Kabbalah vest l'rosh chodesh l'dilugim. And then you establish a vest for alternate Rosh Chodeshes. Aval rasa be'echa b'nisan u'be'echa b'iyar u'be'echa b'tamuz u'be'echa b'sivan la rasa lo kava vest. But if she sees on month 1, 2, and 4, then there's no pattern, there's no kvias, so you haven't established any vest kavua at all. Says the Taz over here, Sivkatan Yud Aleph. The Echad Ba'av. Zeliesh Omrim. This is Zayin. Aval Adei Rishona. Tzricha Shatira Od. The Echad Be. What's next? What do you have the next word? Anyone? Anyone have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you? No. Anyone have a fancy Shulchan Aruch in front of you? No. Okay.
I have a be'echad.
I'm sorry. Be'echad be. What's the next word?
Elul. Be'echad be'elul.
Now the old printing.
I was on all Torah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what it says in the old printing, and we're gonna work with that for now. But let's not focus on the Elul right now. What the Taz is saying is that whether you need three alternate Rosh Chodeshes or four alternate Rosh Chodeshes would be subject to the same Achlok as whether, in a case of a regular Ves L'dilug, do you need three Rias or four Rias? So according to the other Dea, that you need four Rias, then you need four Rias here too. And the Badi Yashochan points out in the Tziyunim footnote Ha'ara Ayin Aleph, that's clear that that's the case from Rashi and Bava Kama Lama Zayin and Rebeis. Rashi, Bava Kama Lama Zayin and Rebeis, Dibra Maskab L'Shmuel. Rashi writes there that even according to Shmuel, by Ves L'Sirug, you need four Re'ios. And the place he points out that that emerges from Tosas here as well, Dibra Maskal Yom Tesvav. Says the Shach in Sivkat and Kaf Beis, Kaf Beis. Kavala Vest. Gam Kan Pirsha Drisha, the Hainu Lurav, Olish Shmuel, the Hainu Lavest Mikodem, Vishinsav Zaino. Hacha, Kavan de Riosa, Shavos. La'olam b'rosh chodesh, gam b'shmul moda. All you need are three re'ios. K'dal el sifa b'rosa m'rosh chodesh l'rosh chodesh. U'mali m'rosh chodesh echel abeiz on the echel gimel. So just as you establish a ves l'chodesh of rosh chodeshes, when you see on three rosh chodeshes, so too, if you see an alternate rosh chodeshes, all you need are three instances to establish the ves. This is essentially a ves l'chodesh. It's not a Vesaf Laga. So everyone would agree you only need three Re'ias. Says the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef. Gama Sha'amar Shetzricha Shetira Od Ba'alav Be'elol Eino Nochon. Even if the Taz is correct that you need four Re'ias, what does he mean Aleph Elol? It should say Aleph Tishrei. You saw Nisan, didn't see Iyar, saw Sivan, didn't see Tammuz, saw Av. The Shemi doesn't see Elul and sees in Tishrei. So why did the Taz say Elul? So in the new Shulchan Aruch, they change Elul to Tishrei. Presumably the Taz didn't have a Shita here, that it's more likely a printing mistake. That's really supposed to say Tishrei. And not Elul, but there's no at that point there's no machlokas. But the Taz assumes somehow that I'm not sure why. I mean, as far as the Shach seems more intuitive that this is a kind of a Ves HaChodesh, a Ves HaChodesh Besirug, where there's a break, but it's not a haflaga, it's not a regular dilug. And therefore, if you have it three times, that should establish the kriyas. And the Shach assumes that, no, it is more like a dilug, and you need to have four, at least according to Shmuel, and the other day in Siv Zayin, you need to have four re'iyas in order to establish a pattern. Chazon Ish makes the following point. Simen Pei Hei Sif Os Mem Gimel. Simen Pei Hei Os Mem Gimel. For purposes of establishing Vestos, what happens if a woman sees Dam, so she has a regular length Re'iyah, she sees on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, fine. So then she's able to do a Hesek Tara Thursday afternoon. She starts counting Shivanakiyam, and then the following Monday she starts having another Re'iyah in an unexpected way. So is that a full Re'iyah for the purpose of calculating Haflagos? It's an unexpected instance. Or let's say a woman has Re'iyah on day 1, 2, 3, 4. Doesn't have Hesek Tara on day 5. And then she starts seeing Dam again on day 6. Is there any point at which we associate the even though there's a break, do we still associate the subsequent Re'iyah as being somewhat connected to the initial Re'iyah and not creating a new haflaka? So Chazon Ish assumes that within 7 days of the Re'iyah, that's considered mimayan pasuach. That's considered that any, even if there's a break, any dam that you see is still attributable to the first Re'iyah, and therefore wouldn't create a new haflaga for purposes of Estos. So if a woman sees dam for 5 consecutive days and then stops, and then she sees dam again on day 7, so for purposes of calculating haflagos, that's considered a continuation of the original Re'iyah. You don't call that haflaga. But if it's after day 7 and there had been a total break to the original bleeding, and now she sees something new, that's considered to be a new Re'iyah, and that would create Vestos, Vesta Flaga, Vesta Chodesh, on the basis of that new Re'iyah as well. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today. The next sugya that we'll talk about is Akiras Vest, or a shorter flaga being ochre, a longer flaga, or vice versa. Are we...